next week when everybody's going to be on strike. It's going to be the biggest strike ever in North America.
Welcome to Sources by Press Progress. I'm your host, Emily Leadham. Sources is a proud member of the Harbinger Media Podcast Network. Press Progress is also a proud member of Unrigged, a new website where you can find reporting from over 20 different independent media outlets across Canada. Today, I'm talking to Francis Herbert-Bernier, a reporter with Quebec's independent news outlet, Pivot, about the historic public sector strikes currently underway in Quebec, where nearly 500,000 workers are on the picket lines, with more to join next week. This strike activity began last month, where public sector workers were on strike for 4 days. There are a few different unions involved, so the numbers fluctuate, but when everyone is out, it's about 570,000 people, or over 500,000. This is all part of the Common Front movement, where multiple public sector unions are bargaining at once with Premier François Legault's government. These are the largest strikes in the history of Canada and North America.
We're joined by Francis Herbert-Bernier from Pivot, who is going to explain to us a bit of the context of the massive Common Front strikes that we've been seeing in Quebec. Francis, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us what has been happening in Quebec in the past month?
Yes, so basically, well, most of the workers that work for the Quebec government are periodically on strike for the last month. Basically, because the collective agreement has ended last March. And since then, the negotiation between the government and the unions had gone basically nowhere. So for the last months, well, there's a few factions. There's a more radical union, which is the FAA, which represent mostly teachers from elementary and high schools, which is about 65,000 workers that has been on strike continuously for the last 2 weeks. But the biggest faction is the Front Commun, which are the four biggest unions of the province, which represents about 420,000 workers that has been on strike for 4 days before, and starting this week, they will go for another strike for 7 days to increase the pressure on the government. And there's also a third union, which is the FIC, which is basically the nurses, that's 80,000 people, that has also been on strike for 4 days last month and will be next week on strike for another 4 days. So all in all, it's 5,070 workers that are on strike, which is basically 10% of Quebec workforce. And also about 82% of those workers are women. So that's another important fact to consider. And well, the main issue is, of course, the wages. Right now, the government are offering less than inflation, which does not pass at all with the unions, who are asking basically for IPC, the basic inflation, plus 2%. And well, the government says we don't have money to pay you, but then they just announced huge tax cuts. They just offered themselves 30% more on their wages for all the PM and all the government. And they also just gave $7 billion to a huge private company to build batteries for electric cars. So all in all, the we don't have any money anymore argument is not really working. And other than the wages, well, the other big issue is about the working conditions. The government keeps saying that he wants more flexibility, but the unions are not really buying the flexibility argument, because basically what flexibility is, well, it's really hard to really understand, because most of those details I'll talk about behind closed doors. But one of the examples that we've seen right now, they plan for the next school year in August, when, well, for the teachers and for all the school workers, there's not much else to do. They have time, they can do this, but the government says that it's too late. They would prefer it to be during the spring, but well, for the teachers, it's a lot to do during the spring, which is already a tense period of the years, because there's the end of year exams, there's lots of things to do, and they're pretty tired. It would help the government, but it would put way more stress on the teachers. So that's the kind of issue that they're dealing with right now.
Right. So I understand I think it was November 23rd, that was the day that the majority, like all the unions, all the workers were all on strike all at once. And it was the biggest strike in Canadian history, from what I understand, over 500,000, massive, massive number. Can you paint the picture? What has it been like in Quebec when all these workers are out on strike? What is the feeling in the air? What are these workers feeling?
Well, right now, the population is really behind the workers, like massively. We've seen since the beginning of the strike, the approval of the government is falling every day. And yeah, people are really behind, especially the teachers, which are the ones that the strike, you know, it's mostly schools and the healthcare system. And well, there's more parents than sick people. So people are really seeing, you know, especially in the union that has been on strike constantly for the last 2 weeks, are mostly in urban area schools. So in Montreal, Quebec, Sherbrooke, Gatineau, most of the big city of the province, the schools have been closed for a little more than 2 weeks now. So parents have to go to work with their children, but still they are behind the teachers mostly. We see picket line basically everywhere. So it's starting to put a strain on the public system, because, well, things aren't that working, but the population is still very much behind the teachers. You know, we've all been seeing the pressure of the inflation in the last few years, and we do get that for the people that are working in the public system should be able to compensate for it too.
Yeah, and this is unique because a lot of these public sector unions, their bargaining period has lined up. So they're all bargaining at the same time, which is why they formed this common front. Can you explain a little bit about the history of the common front, what it looks like now and what it's looked like in the past?
Yes. So it's the first time that the four biggest unions are negotiating together since the 80s. In the 70s and the 80s, they used to be working together, and there's been like the biggest strike until now at this era. And that's when most of the gain for workers in Quebec have been gained. But in the early 90s, the unions started to drift apart. And well, it's been the strategy of the government ever since, you know, divide and conquer. This time they decided to go together to obtain more and to put United Front. And so far, well, we'll see how it works because, like I've said, the government have not made that much concessions since the start. So we seem to be pretty much in a standstill.
Right, yeah. Yeah, tell me a little bit about François Legault and his approach to, you know, the public sector. He's obviously, you know, digging his heels in, but can you provide a little bit of context? How has this government treated the public sector workers in general over the last few years?
Well, one of the tail signs that I found, it's for most of the year, he's been negotiating with the cities that wanted more money to deal with climate change and things like that. And what he's been saying all years to the cities is, your money problem comes from the fact that you pay your workers too much. So I think it's pretty much saying what he thinks about. And even, well, previously, 10 years ago, François Legault used to be a minister for the Parti Québécois. And even then, he kept saying that, well, basically everything that doesn't work in the public sector is because of the unions, that they are inflexible, that they prevent things to move freely. You know, the Parti of François Legault is really their ideology is basically that the public sector should be run as a business. And like most businessmen, they don't really like to have to make concessions to their workers. So that's basically how things are running on their part.
And you said that most of the public is, or a lot of the public is behind the strikes because everybody understands that, you know, inflation is hitting everybody. And there's this sort of understanding that you have to do something to say no, because it's just becoming so hard to live. Has Legault felt the pressure at all, or is he still kind of standing by? What's the status right now, do you think?
I think that he does start to feel the pressure. Like I said, his popularity has been dropping a lot. The polls by polls, it keeps getting lower and lower. So he does feel it. And well, he tries to say that the union are still the problem and we need to put more flexibility, and that it's basically a management problem that is causing the problems in the healthcare and the schools. But people are not really buying it right now. The argument that, well, if we need more workers in the public system, we should pay them better. So people do want to become a nurses or a teacher is pretty strong right now.
Yeah, that's what I've seen. Because you've, on Pivo, you've done some reporting where you went out to the picket lines and you're talking to workers about why they're on the strike. And they talk about not only wages and working conditions for themselves, but it's about the state of the public sector and making sure you have that retention, that staff retention, so that you can actually provide those public services and maintain them, and they can be good public services, as opposed to sort of starving them and making them not really function adequately.
The government is willing to pay some professionals better. He knows that, well, basically everybody is behind the nurses, but the fact is still that, well, you can't put more nurses, but you still need people at every function. And if, you know, you need a hospital without a janitor, doesn't work, you know. You need every little function to be fulfilled if the whole machine is going to work properly. So that's why the Front Commun is working. So, you know, some unions can't make a deal for themselves. They are all sticking together, and hopefully it will work.
Yeah. So what can we expect in the next week? I understand that there is going to be another series of strikes, strike days. And then after that, they're threatening to do an indefinite strike if there's no movement after this.
There's already some teachers that are in an indefinite strike. The biggest front, the Front Commun, is coming there. But on the other way, both unions and government don't want to go on Christmas break without an agreement. Even I was speaking a few weeks ago with one of the union leaders that was saying to me, you know, if we go past Christmas and past the New Year, even if we do arrive to some kind of the agreement with the government, he was not sure that the workers will agree to sign it. You know, they're pretty sure that if we go past Christmas, people will basically radicalize themselves and dig in. And the government knows that too. You know, it's really risky for both sides to let people go and talk about this strike around the turkey and everything. So so basically everybody wants to come to some kind of agreement before Christmas. So I think we are gonna begin to see things move faster in the next few weeks. And especially since, you know, it's already been 2 weeks for some kids in schools that I haven't at class for 2 weeks. If we can't keep this going for really long, you know, if I'm not sure that if we the closer and the closer that the Christmas marks is approaching, I think if it's we might see a special law to force the worker to go back to work. And that could be disastrous for the government too. So I'm pretty sure that things are going to move more in the next few weeks.
Yeah, that's interesting that wanting to get it done before Christmas so that people don't have that social time to really get together and talk about what is exactly going on here with this Legault government. Why should the rest of Canada pay attention? Like, you know, there's a bit of a language barrier with how news from Quebec gets to outside Canada and whether, you know, English Canada picks up on things that are happening in Quebec. Why do you think it's so important for this to be have a national focus?
Next week, when everybody's going to be on strike, it's going to be the biggest strike ever in North America. And secondly, well, all negotiation in the public sector in Canada, provinces are comparing one another. You know, the teachers in Quebec are saying, well, why are you not paying us the same rate that they have been paid in Ontario? People back in Nova Scotia are comparing to Quebec and so on and so on. So basically, every time a group of workers somewhere in Canada makes some gains, it reflects on everybody else. So that's one good reason to pay attention to it.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for giving us a bit of a primer on what has been going on. If people want to, you know, watch for more information, where can they find your reporting?
Yes, on Pivot. It's going to be in French. But yeah, we have been following this strike and reporting on this. And well, every information about strikes and both the environment and the economy, if you want to see a good coverage, a bit different from what is seen everywhere, we're a good stop for that.
That's great. Yeah. And I sometimes use Google Translate to read Pivot, and it's not perfect, but you know, it's good. I get the idea of what is going on, and it's really valuable. So it's great that we have this resource of an independent news site in Quebec. Well, thank you so much, Francis. I appreciate it.
The pleasure was all mine. Thank you.
You've been listening to Sources by Press Progress. For more information on Quebec's Common Front movement, you can find links in the show notes. And don't forget to subscribe to ShiftWork, my weekly national labor newsletter where I track strikes and lockouts across the country. See you next time.